Hey everybody, it's Indy. So I've been kind of sick for the past like few days now, but I am quite bored and I figured I'd answer this movie questionnaire because I'm a huge fucking movie nerd, if you guys didn't know. So I'm gonna answer this. There's 14 questions total. 7 positive, 7 negative, and I'm just gonna give my opinions and hope you guys find it entertaining. So, what's the first movie you can recall seeing that you liked? For me, that's easily The Incredibles. I remember that, or my mom tells me the story anyway, that she took me to see it in theaters when it first came out, and I fucking loved it, and it's still great, and I fucking watch it all the time. It's just a fantastic movie, and I love it so much. What's a movie you liked a lot more than you thought you would? A movie that I liked. I actually really liked the movie, I didn't expect to like it when I first watched it, but Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. I had never seen it. I had never even heard of it. My roommates and I at one point were like, hey, you know, have you seen this movie? And I was like, no. And they kind of freaked out and sat me down and made me watch it. I had no idea what it was about. I didn't know what I was getting into. So I was like, I mean, I guess. And it turns out I really fucking enjoyed it. It's a fantastic movie. It's fucking hilarious. And I would watch it again and again and again and again. Such a great movie. What's an unpopular opinion you hold in a positive way? Unpopular opinion in a positive way. John Carter shouldn't have fucking bombed. Like, from a box office perspective, John Carter should have done so much better than it fucking did, because that movie's fucking fantastic, and anyone, it's just, it's such a good fucking movie, and I'm, like, so disappointed that it bombed, and I understand why it did, because... Sorry about that. Because one, the marketing tactics were shitty. Their marketing was not well done. Two, they didn't really use any famous faces. They used a lot of unknowns, even though that was actually a really smart choice, in my opinion. It's still like, you know, it's just a sad truth that if you don't use a lot of famous faces, then people are more likely to be less interested. And... yeah, and that's kind of the main reasons why I think it bombed, personally, even though I think it's fucking fantastic and is just a phenomenal movie. And, like, can we acknowledge the fact that this was the first live-action movie directed by a guy who, like, only did animated movies, and it came out as good as it did? Like, that's pretty fucking impressive, in my opinion. So, yeah, that's kind of my... unpopular opinion, which is that John Carter should not have bombed the way it did. What's the last film you saw in the cinema? Last movie I saw in theaters was It Chapter 2. I cried my fucking eyes out, and I almost had a panic attack on the theater floor. So that was fucking fun. What's a film you liked, but you never want to see again, and why? Okay. For me, I have two for this answer, and I'm gonna say them both because why the fuck not? One of them is The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, because that movie, it is a beautiful fucking movie, but I don't think I could emotionally prepare myself to watch it again, because I was fucking wrecked by it. Like, I cried my eyes out watching that movie. I was like in fucking tears, like pretty much like the whole second half of the movie. I was just like completely a complete emotional wreck. I So it is a beautifully well-done film, but I could not bring myself to watch it again. And then the other one is the Stanford Prison Experiment. And the reason for that one is that I get way too fucking angry when I watch that movie. Like, it is a good fucking film, but I get so pissed off at all of the ethical violations within that film. And, within, like, the storyline perspective anyway, I just get way too angry and I have to, like, turn the movie off. So, yeah, it's a great movie, but I can't bring myself to watch it again. If aliens arrived and asked you to pick a movie for them to see, what would you pick and why? You know what? I'm a total fucking nerd. We're sitting down and we're watching the entirety of The Lord of the Rings. Like, we are introducing them to the wondrous god that is Peter Jackson as a director, and we are going to put ourselves through all, like, I think, like, it's like 12 hours of footage. Like, we're binge watching the whole thing. I'm watching Lord of the Rings with aliens, and I'm going to introduce them to the wonderful world that Tolkien had masterfully constructed, and that Peter Jackson adapted quite greatly, in my opinion. Do you have a favorite so bad it's good film? I have plenty of, like, guilty pleasure movies that I guess could be considered, like, oh, they were considered bad or whatever. A favorite so bad it's good film. There are plenty of, like, it's like, I know I have, like, bad movies that I enjoy because, like, I associate them with good memories. But I think in terms of my favorite, like, so bad it's good film, which, oh God, I'm prepared for the judgment, but it is mostly because it's associated with, like, some fun memories, but the fucking Harold and Kumar films, like, I am a sucker for watching them because I've watched them all. No, I'm not joking. I've watched all of them. Yes, there's more than one. I don't know. I find them, like, in a dumb way, I find them funny. And I just have, like, really good memories associated with watching them with, like, my boyfriend and stuff. And so, yeah, I guess that's technically one of my favorite so bad it's good films. Because they are bad. I'm not going to deny that. They are pretty bad, but I enjoy them nonetheless. Now on to the negative section of the questionnaire. What's the worst movie you've ever seen? Worst movie I've ever seen? Honestly, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Like, I understand that it's satire, and, like, that's the whole point of the film, but I think there comes a point where it's just, like, why? Like, just that whole, I have so many questions for the people that created that movie. Maybe I didn't get the point, but I just couldn't fucking stand it. I found it really fucking annoying, and I, like, yeah, I didn't get it. I honestly find it beyond, yeah, I don't fucking like it. And it was, like, one of the, like, most unpleasant experiences for me watching it. What's a film that shocked you with how bad it was? Has a movie ever shocked me with how bad it was? I actually have to, like, think about this. I have, like, a lot more positive opinions about movies than I do, like, negative ones. But that's just because I watch so many fucking movies. It's, like, fucking ridiculous. Huh. I like actually have to like legit think this over, like what movie actually shocked me with it being that bad. I'm sorry, guys. It's actually, like, taking... I have to, like, really think this question out, because... You know what? Honestly, the Death Note remake that got put out by Netflix... Or, yeah, the Death Note movie that got put out by Netflix. Because I heard it was bad. But oh boy, did I not expect it to be that fucking bad. There were a couple, like, little nuggets of, like, potential here and there. And honestly, I think that just made it worse. Like, Willem Dafoe being a fantastic performer within it and doing the role of Ryuk so well. And, like, the guy who played L, like, getting so many of the small details right, but having to work with such horrid material, like, it did him such a disservice, and honestly, I didn't expect it to be as bad as it was. Like, holy shit. Like, I gave it a chance because I don't like to go right off the bat with what everyone thinks with movies. Like, I want to give it a fair shot, like, regardless of what everyone's saying. You know, it was the same thing with me with, like, a lot of the DC films. I don't want to automatically believe what all the critics are saying. I want to form my own opinion about a film. But holy shit, was the Death Note movie really fucking bad. But honestly, the meme of the guy who played Light, like, screaming like a little bitch, that's, like, one of the funniest things ever, and, like, you can't tell me otherwise. But yeah, so the Death Note movie, really, that shocked me with how actually bad it was. What's an unpopular opinion you hold in a negative way? Unpopular opinion I hold in a negative way. All right, I'm gonna come out and say it. I find Marvel movies to be extremely simplistic in their plot structure. Like, and it's like, and I honestly, like, don't get me wrong, I fucking love Marvel movies. They are great. But personally, I find their, from a storytelling perspective, I find them to be very dull and formulaic, and honestly, a lot of the reason why I enjoy the Marvel movies and why I watch them and why they work is because of the characters and the strong performances. If it wasn't for that, I would fucking hate them. Like, honest to God, I would fucking hate Marvel movies if it wasn't for the fact that the casting choices they pick for the characters are absolutely phenomenal. So, yeah, I find Marvel movies to be extremely formulaic, and they don't really surprise me. They don't shock me. I do think a good chunk of it is because of Disney has its thing where it's like, when we do something a certain way, we're going to stick that to it, and then we're going to milk that for all it's worth. And yeah, so I just find them extremely formulaic, and I'm honestly, like, kind of bored with their plots at this point. Which, granted, I can work with character-driven films. As I said, I love the Marvel movies, but from a storytelling perspective, I find them quite dull. Have you ever walked out of the cinema or demanded a refund? There was only one time I walked out of a movie, but that's because I was, like, 7 when the movie came out, and it scared the absolute shit out of me, and my mom had to take me home because I was that fucking scared watching it. Which, that movie was, it's called, it fucking bombed when it came out. It's, The Seeker, I think Dark is Rising is what it's called. And there's a bit, like, near the beginning of the film where the main character, he's, like, being interrogated by this police officer or whatever. And they're sitting, and then the lights start, like, flickering on and off. And then, like, the guy, he's, like, tapping his finger on the table, and then it turns into a claw thing, and then it turns back into his hand. And something about that freaked me out so much as a 7-year-old child, and, like, I don't think it was in the trailers, if I remember correctly. It just, like, freaked me out, and the way they edited it, I lost my shit, and my mom had to walk me out of the theater. But I've never demanded a refund. What's the angriest you've gotten over a film? I actually got really angry over the ending of Infinity War, and here's why. Because I am of the belief that films should be able to stand on their own, and they shouldn't have to rely on another film, like, to feel conclusive, if that makes sense. And so when Infinity War ended, I got pissed off, honestly. Like, I got super fucking angry because it didn't feel like it ended. It just stopped, and it was so clear. It was just set up for Endgame. And honest to God, that pissed me off to no end, because it's like, you know, just because it is the setup to a bigger story, there still needs to be some kind of conclusion. You know, a movie shouldn't stop. It should end. It should have a conclusion. And so that's why it pissed me off so much. It didn't have an ending. It just stopped. And it was just clear setup. Like, if Infinity War and Endgame was one giant movie, I could maybe be a little bit more forgiving. But no. I'm super angry about that still. Okay. No cap. What's the biggest case of hype backlash you've ever had? Biggest case of hype backlash. Actually, Endgame. I had really bad hype backlash with Endgame because I'd seen it, like, way later than everyone else had. And I actually think that's kind of why I didn't like it as much as I did. Like, because I had seen it, like, way behind everyone else. Like, everyone else, like, and also things had been spoiled for me, which I guess didn't help. But yeah, like, I just didn't get all the hype. When I eventually did watch it, I was like, eh, it was okay. Like, I wasn't really into it at that point. I was like, I mean, it's all right, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a fucking dumbass, but yeah, like, I just didn't really enjoy it that much. What is a genre you hate? Oh, Lord, I have an extreme fucking hatred for the torture porn genre, and I have talked about this before, but I cannot stand torture porn flicks. Like, just, ugh. Like, just, like, torture porn and, like, movies that are, like, in a sense, they are just, like, extreme violence for extreme violence sake. Like, Terrifier is another example of that. The Collector is what that is. That what that movie's called? Yeah, like the Collector series, and yeah, just movies like that. I like, honestly, just it just, like, or like the Human Centipede, just, like, you know, you can write intelligent horror. You can do that. You don't have to rely on extreme shock value in order to get a reaction out of me. Like, make me not want to sleep at night because you're making me thinking that something followed me home. Don't make me stay up at night because I saw a woman get sawed in half from her vagina down, which was actually something that happened to Terrifier, and I'm still, like, not over it. like, actually write an intelligent script. Put effort into writing something. And then I kind of, like, I also just can't stand, like, movies where romance is the focus. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm a sucker for a romantic story in the film, but I just feel like movies where the romance aspect is the focus a lot of the times feel really hollow and empty to me. Like, one of the exceptions, and I don't even think it's an exception, really. One of my exceptions, which is one of my favorite films, is So I Married an Axe Murderer. And that movie is primarily a comedy. So I guess that's technically not an exception, but the romantic aspect was a main focus. And that movie's fucking hilarious. But I think the key is that it wasn't just a romantic movie. And so I find a lot of romantic movies to be just extremely hollow. And So those are my opinions that I'm probably gonna get so much fucking hate for, but who gives a fuck? I hope you guys enjoyed my ramblings, and goddamn, this thing's like 20 minutes long, so hopefully y'all will sit through it, but yeah. Those are me answering the movie questionnaire, and I'll see y'all around. Later, my dudes.